TV Corner.
Hey guys, welcome to another Film Core TV Corner podcast, Westworld Season 2, Episode 4, Riddle of the Sphinx. Yeah. With me, I've got Lulu.
Yes, that's me.
TJ's back. Yeah. I'm back. Yeah, from Escuela. And yeah, let's just get, I'm finally honestly excited about Westworld. It took 4 episodes this season. We got there, people.
Damn, okay.
I watched them all today, so I'm so ready.
Yeah, it's fresh in your mind. Speaking of minds, we open with William questioning his father-in-law, James Delos, who obviously owns Delos Corporation, who's been trying to buy out Westworld from Ford, to seemingly prepare him for his transference.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out he's already been transferred. It's crazy. Unfortunately, though, he keeps breaking down after a few days.
Degradation.
Yeah. So basically they're going a Blade Runner / Altered Carbon route now.
I don't know if we can give Altered Carbon that whole genre of sci-fi, but go ahead, continue.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it seems like, I was wondering for a while this season, where are we going with this? And it seems like we're going there towards sort of transferring human consciousness or recreating human life.
I'd be more prepared to hand that over to Black Mirror.
So, what do you think is connected that to Peter Abernathy, though?
Like, I mean, do we think we has... So, we know, for example, that Ford created Bernard, modeled after Arthur, after Arnold. So, we don't know if, like, maybe Peter Abernathy has, like, some hidden information since he's, like, the oldest host.
Okay.
Or one of the oldest hosts. Or if there's some other something hidden inside of him, we don't know. But I think it's definitely related to that.
We definitely know that there's something hidden inside of him, and it can only be viewed once, right? So it might be some kind of information.
Wait, did they say they could only be viewed once?
It was like perishable data or something. Remember when they were looking, when Arthur was looking through it? Arnold. I could be Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold
was looking. Shit, I missed that part. I don't recall that.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong about this. Continue.
Okay. Go through like kind of like step linearly, but let's just like get it all.
Yeah.
Let's get all in there. So we see that they continue to fail 149 times until the final attempt where William or Ed Harris.
Yes.
Basically says like, hey, we're not going to keep rebooting you.
Yeah. He seems to have a shift in his thinking that people should just die.
Yeah.
And not live forever.
I mean, do you think that, like, combined with, like, the suicide of his wife and the suicide of Logan, also that, like, kind of, like, wore down on him?
Definitely the suicide of his wife, but with Logan.
but
it didn't affect him that much, I guess.
There seems to be some kind of compassion that was that's not there when he's Ed Harris, that was there when
he was William.
Yeah, back when he was young William. You know, like, he seems jaded now to the point where he's not willing, even, he said, one or two more years and we could crack it, but he's not willing to make that leap because he doesn't think that. Now he's had a shift in thinking where it's not right, right?
I wonder if, like, we see him, like, be especially cruel to the hosts as he gets older. Do you think that's, like, kind of related to it? It seems to be, like, Ed Harris, he was mean to them, not exactly William, so maybe...
Yeah.
Somehow that got to him. He's taking out his frustrations there.
I don't know. Because his wife died and his, like, family life is a little bit more chaotic. He goes into this park and decides to take it out on the robots. I guess. I don't know. That seems like a stretch for me. I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be some kind of coalescence here.
There's some. There was some definitely some animosity there, but... Going into, like, also, now we see the Man in Black, Ed Harris's character, old William, on this quest. I mean, what is he looking for?
That's what the story is so confusing, because just last season, we saw William, old William, just having no mercy and treating these robots like shit. And
ripping
now,
through them for fun.
And now we see him, like, I don't know, how the major... You know, how he was terrorizing Lawrence was very much like the old William would terrorize Lawrence. But somehow William took a different kind of, you know, his reaction's a little different. He's he's now in shock and wants to do right. I don't know. It seems like bad writing to me.
Well, he's playing Ford's game, right? That's what he attributes it to. Like, I'm going to play this game to the bone. You know, uh-huh. Like, he's attributing this to, like, well, if this is the path I need to take to find out what's at the end of this thing.
Then I got to be good.
I got to be a good guy now.
But, to Lulu's point, I did like when Lawrence's daughter was like, I didn't forget what you did.
Yeah.
Like, is that Ford shine? Because he seems to be the boy. Gustavo Fring's character.
Yeah, she's definitely one of the like, satellite hosts. Yeah, like, you know.
She's like one of the incarnations of Ford. He like poured himself into some of these things.
Do you think he did kind of like a small scale, like what is done to Delos, like that, you know, that Ford
his
just,
consciousness?
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Implemented all these little child robots. Yeah.
That's a good question. I looked at them more as like,
He was also in Gus Fring's character, though, right?
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
So, yeah. I mean, they're kind of like a hive mind. Maybe they share some kind of, like, base thing that he's got himself into somehow.
But you think he got, like, his, like, consciousness into a little cupcake? Like, they did
cookie? I really thought about them, like, as just, like, the, you know, like, when you're playing a video game, the characters you just kind of turn to for help. Mm-hmm. Give you like a little tidbit somehow.
Speak to him on the side.
Yeah. As William and Lawrence are riding out to continue their quest, they run into who? Grace, who we discover is
his daughter, not his future girlfriend. And I'm sorry.
If he's Donald Trump, maybe his future girlfriend.
Are you apologizing for not knowing the future?
Well, I am apologizing for predicting such a gross future.
Okay. She did ship them.
Incestuous future.
I didn't ship them because I was like, ooh, I think they would be a cute couple. I shipped them because they seem so similar. And the reason why they're so similar is because they're father and daughter, which is more logical than...
Yeah. I mean, the timelines are so convoluted at this point. Yeah. You don't know
She could have been past,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
You don't know
what's
present day and what's not.
Oh. Sarah, she says that she doesn't want to leave the park when she's being captured by the somewhat...
The Laos
non-PC natives
are
being represented here.
I got.
Why do you guys think she doesn't want to leave the park? Is she looking for her dad? Looking for escape?
Well, I mean, my initial thought is she's looking for something or someone, right?
Like,
and it just turns out to be her dad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In some ways, I thought, like, do you think, like, so we know that Williams' wife killed herself.
Uh-huh.
Do we think it's a result of what William was doing with Delos Corp and the park itself, and maybe part of her exploring it is sort of trying to get to know her dad and understand why this is something he's so obsessed with?
Well, I definitely, along the lines of that, yes, I do think that William's escapism to the park probably caused her to kill herself but I don't think she's probably, I don't know, I don't believe that she's probably that aware of Delos Corp because it's her father, you know. So I just think that maybe she just was like a neglected wife.
That's probably more spot on.
So, but maybe next episode we'll find out that she knew a little bit more.
You think that like Grace and old William are like now going to team up or?
Definitely, right? She's not going to be like, peace, dad. I found you. You're good.
Oh, you okay? Get in here. All right. All right. Let's take off. It's kind of crazy here.
I'm bringing the chopper.
I'll be at the house.
Dinner's going to be
extract
ready.
Extract me.
Extract me. I mean, I don't know. Again, I really don't know. The thing is at the end of this quest.
That is, I don't know. Okay. This is going to be such a crazy theory, but I think that Peter Abernathy is like this magic eight ball that can predict what people say, and people want the keys to the future, and that's why they want him. That's
okay. You think he's a magic eight ball? Okay,
yeah, that's
because he's been watching these guests and has all their information about things they would say. Okay,
it's a little far out
so
there.
You think he's like a storage device, like he's a hard drive?
They said he's full of data.
Yeah,
he's a data.
Dada to Dolores.
Daddy.
And I don't know, right? It's like, so
I think that he really is just the key to unlocking how do we upload ourselves into robot bodies and never age.
Okay.
I mean, he's a shitty version. If he is somebody who's been uploaded.
Like, no, I think they're just throwing that in him. He is not the actual representation of it. Gotcha. He's just a holding device.
He's got the example. Like, hey, look what we're doing. Wow.
Yeah.
He's the, like.
State of the art.
Yeah. He's a floppy disk.
Oh my God, such a great metaphor. Yeah, he's literally a floppy disk. Inconspicuous enough to get out, you know, no one really cares about that robot. He's the lower tier.
An antiquated, a relic.
Yeah, if you will. Speaking of relics in stories, Bernard, aka Arnold, is reunited with Elsie.
I predicted that.
Yeah. Lulu was spot on.
Yeah, thank you. What do I get for that?
Trophy emoji.
The satisfaction of knowing.
Yeah. Here's a ribbon.
Yeah.
But their reunion is somewhat short-lived. As they rediscover another hidden data lab where Bernard had once been before, he realizes that all of his memories are happening simultaneously and that Elsie is currently now with him in the present day. He remembers stealing some sort of tiny ball.
A jawbreaker.
A cookie.
Yeah.
It's terribly inconvenient to not know whether you're in a flashback at the moment that you're experiencing it.
And you're, like, reliving.
We all feel like him, though.
He's realizing
three flashbacks.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like three levels deep.
I mean, this is the thing where his memories are happening simultaneously, which is inconvenient for storytelling, but convenient for cliffhangers. That's all this really is a device for. Yeah. What did he take? He can't remember. Whereas Elsie, he can't remember. You know?
I'm here for some reason, but I have to live it in real time in order to find out why I came here and killed all these people.
Yeah, he's just like wandering alone in the park.
He puts on his dead eyes. Hashtag murder time.
Yeah. Do you guys have any prediction of who the brain was that he took?
Maybe it's Arnold?
Himself?
Yeah.
That could be his copy, though. They want to say maybe he has other information that Ford got from Arnold before he died.
Could it be Ford?
It could be. I feel like, is that too obvious? That it could be Ford?
I'm just like,
Is that not obvious? Is it? I don't know what's happening. Time is it? What timeline am I in?
Will Anthony Hopkins come back to work?
Will Anthony Hopkins reprise his role? I think he did some voice recordings for the season.
Yeah. That's probably the most I can get from him.
He's like, I'm done. I'm retired, bitch.
Checked.
What if we found out that Dolores is a copy of someone else? A human. I don't know at this point. At this point, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
And it could be anyone, and I would be surprised, yet simultaneously not surprised.
It would be a whole new character. This is Lost. I feel like they're making up things as we go along, like Lost.
They definitely are.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm down for the ride. You know, we got some sneak peeks. I don't know.
Sneak peeks. Do you guys have any predictions for next week? Obviously, we're going to spend a lot of time in Shogun World.
Eastward.
I feel like this next episode is not going to add anything we need to know.
I think
this is crowd-pleaser stuff.
Yeah. I think the next episode is going to be kind of boring. And I don't know how it's going to weave into the story. Like, I don't care. Like, what are they gonna do?
It's not gonna be boring. It's still gonna be a samurai.
But it's not gonna affect much of the storyline, is what I think. Maybe I don't know. Like, are they trying to recruit an army of samurais and attack who? Like, who
exactly? Well, as we saw by the literal burning of the little study room where they're keeping James Delos.
Yeah.
Because he's playing with fire.
Yes.
That they have literal money to burn in the show. So if we get an entire episode where we have an entire set piece of, like, this whole, like, you know, this whole Shogun experience, I would not be surprised if it really added nothing to the story, but just looked cool.
Yeah. So
at this point, I think that's what a lot of the stuff they do has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pointless, but
I think
cool.
People really wanted the Eastworld, the crowd pleaser. That's why I think this is a crowd pleaser, because we got a glimpse of it at the end of last season. And everybody jumped on that. So, like, oh, we got to include that next season. Like,
I would have liked to see. All right, if you guys could pick any world to visit, what would it be? Because it would definitely not be any of this shit.
It would probably be nothing from the past.
It was not so great for us. Yeah, that's true. Why don't they just create, like, a Wakanda?
That's what
I
want to go to.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, maybe, like, a Nordic, like, you know, with Vikings and shit, because I don't mind killing some tall white people.
You're killing the Vikings. They don't welcome you into their raping and pillaging, pillaging and plundering.
I, like I mentioned earlier, I would love a Willy Wonka one. I just want to eat chocolate all day.
Go. Yeah.
And just hang out. Sure. I don't want any of this violence.
Maybe a Teletubby.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Take me to space. Or wait, where's the Harry Potter?
Where's the Harry Potter world? Yeah, I guess it already exists in a way.
The magical world.
Just don't make it real world, I guess. Don't make it based on like history, but make it based on family movies.
I want an entire recreation of season one of Flavor of Love.
Oh my God, yes.
Be a very small set.
Yeah, but you know, like it's an all you need. It's a very niche audience for that anyway.
I want 80s New York.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Okay.
Or 70s New York even would be cool.
Nice. Okay.
The Deuce.
Violent.
Dude, you basically want the Deuce.
Deuce world. Yeah.
James Franco is there serving you a drink, and it's like, whoa, HBO really messed all their shows together.
Brought it full circle there. Yeah.
The metaverse.
Well, guys, let us know what worlds you'd want to live in. Make sure you share this, like this, tell people about it, tell us what you like and don't like about it.
Smash the like button.
Yes.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars, you let everybody know, but don't play with me.